Our national debt, the debt of the United States of America, is an absolute disaster. Most Americans know little and could care less about the debt. It matters not to them that our federal government is spending far more money than tax revenues cover, no matter the debt limit. Most Americans do not even know that there is a debt ceiling above which Congress cannot spend without raising the debt ceiling, the debt limit, through proper and authorized legislation. The debt limit was reached on May 19, 2013, with an unprecedented, you ready for this? $16.7 trillion, almost $17 trillion in national debt. That's larger than the entire United States economy as measured in gross domestic product, GDP. Isn't that an amazing statistic? That debt is larger than the entire United States economy as measured in gross domestic product. That is a staggering, financially suicidal fact. The answer for many lawmakers is to simply increase the debt limit and continue out-of-control government spending. In short, as the old saying goes, kick the can, the suicidal can, down the road. Our Congress is very good at doing that. In 2013, the federal debt topped $17 trillion, and it is still rising. It will probably be $18 trillion or more by the end of this year. And that is a big part of the problem because there is no end. There's no limit to spending, no limit to the debt we can now create for ourselves, but more importantly, for future American generations. I feel sorry for your kids. There has never been any bigger spender in the history of our country than the Obama administration. Since Barack Hussein Obama was elected in 2008 and installed in office in 2009, the Obama-led federal government, with the full concurrence of the Democrat-led Senate and with the concurrence of virtually every Democrat in the House of Representatives, has raised the debt limit of our great country seven times. Seven times. No cuts in spending, no doing away with waste or even fraud or pork, with no real accountability for spending or belt tightening in any way, Washington, all of them, has simply raised the debt limit. The amount of money the federal government can borrow seven different times has been raised by this Congress and this president. Unbelievable. It is stunning, even sickening, that the average American cares and knows not what this means to him or her. We just don't care. That staggering federal debt of in excess of $17 trillion means that each federal income taxpayer share of that national debt stands at more than, are you ready for this number? $145,000. Again, $145,000. You and I owe that individually, my fellow Americans, and someday we will pay that price one way or another. Whether in actual dollars, or a bankrupt government, or rampant and horrendous inflation, and that could be the worse, the overprinting of money or the real-world destruction of American credibility, some financial crisis and disaster will happen to the U.S. of A. We will pay, even as we are beginning to pay now. You owe, again, you owe $145,000 as your share of the American debt, and it grows every year. The primary factor driving the debt is entitlement spending. In the next 10 years, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid will devour, ready for this, one half of the entire federal budget. One half, 50% of the federal budget will be spent for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Can you believe that? Perhaps that is why the Obama administration and all of Washington seeks to control health care, the Affordable Care Act, so that, in essence, the federal government, socialized to the core, can control 50% of the American economy. Unbelievable. The individual, you and me, and the individual rights granted by our Constitution and our Bill of Rights are being deteriorated, eliminated, and will soon be without any real effect, no matter the Constitution. America simply has no ears to hear the words of former President John Adams, who said, "Freedom, once lost, is lost forever." And our freedom, medically at least, is on the way out. And nothing kills freedoms and the freedom of the individual like debt. It's the worst. I find it interesting to note that the biggest foreign holders of United States debt include China. China, which owns approximately $1.3 trillion of American debt, followed by Japan, which owns $1.1 trillion of American debt, total $2.4 trillion, or almost 20% of the American debt is owned by Japan and China. Not us, them. And those who own the debt control decision-making. And they can force American economic policies as they, the majority of our creditors, see fit. Politicos are fond of saying such debt will be foisted upon our children and grandchildren. And of course that is true. But they fail to warn you and me that we, the current American people, begin even now to pay that debt and to feel the brunt of this incredible federal economic waste and exaggeration. Most of us have never lived through rampant inflation where prices rise without any regard to real or underlying value. But that day is coming. Remember the money in a wheelbarrow days of old Nazi Germany? Wow. And of course, our Congress and President ignore the words and the warning of First President George Washington, who said, "No pecuniary consideration is more urgent than the regular redemption and discharge of the public debt." Again, no pecuniary consideration is more urgent than the regular redemption and discharge of the public debt. There is nothing more important for the federal government than to balance the budget and pay off the debt, so said President Washington. No entitlements, not education or defense, or highways, or roads, or Medicare, or Medicaid. Nothing is more important than the discharge of the public debt. So said President Washington. But that's just laughable in Washington. Utterly ignored and disregarded advice. The Heritage Foundation states that President Obama likes to scare people with tales of default. But the law allows the President and the Treasury a certain discretion to prioritize payments and use other tools to avoid default and pay Social Security benefits, among others. That discretion occurs when the debt limit is reached. Obama and company never mentioned that to the public, threatening default in federal government payments, including and especially Social Security and Medicare, and, of course, the interest on the American debt, so that the main goal of this administration is accomplished, namely, even more and increased spending, and consequently the continuous raising of the federal debt ceiling. And all the while, the $145,000 which you owe, do you remember that? You owe $145,000. That continues to grow every year. Unbelievable. The Heritage Foundation reminds us that the median family income in the United States is $52,000. That's all. If that family spent money like the federal government, they would spend on an annual basis $64,000. They'd be in debt $12,000 more than they earned, just like the federal government. Which would mean that the average or median American family would add $12,000 to personal debt every year, or almost 24% of their total income. 24%. You can be certain that if such a family actually spent that way, it would file for bankruptcy in short order, would it not? Perhaps the federal government would not need to file for bankruptcy, although who knows, because it can just simply raise the debt ceiling and spend more of your and my money. And we do nothing. We do nothing. Why? More advice ignored. Our great former President Thomas Jefferson said the following. Place economy among the first and most important Republican virtues, and public debt as the greatest of the dangers to be feared. Again, the public debt as the greatest of the dangers to be feared, so said President Thomas Jefferson. There are no Washingtons or Jeffersons in Washington today, so it seems the financial advice of these two brilliant statesmen and former presidents is utterly ignored as the debt goes on and on. Washington borrows without any intent or plan to repay. Washington borrows and spends 20 cents of every dollar. Incredible. $1 out of $5 spent in Washington, D.C. adds exponentially to the federal debt and to the monies which you and I owe. The spending is reckless, ill-conceived, and often borders on the fraudulent. Spending occurs with no regard, none whatsoever, for the debt accumulated or the ramifications and impact on we the people. None whatsoever. President Obama was a disciple and taught the philosophy of one Saul Alinsky, a radical progressive and socialist. If one looks closely, one can see the Alinsky philosophy at work in Washington and Barack Obama even today. Perhaps the cardinal point in the Alinsky teachings was that the way to ultimately control any society and its people was through the accumulation of debt. Debt. Massive debt. Debt which could not be repaid without the torturing and tearing of the existing economy and the financial principles of a society. That Alinsky philosophy, employed intentionally or indirectly by the Obama administration, is doing just that to the American economy. Step by step, year by year, the financial damage, the debt to our economy grows like cancer, which will one day soon produce a financial revolution and the essential destruction of the American economy as we know it. That's not scare talk. That's real talk. Count on it. The American dollar loses value every day, every single day. The American dollar was once the financial standard of the world, the safest and surest currency upon which all other foreign currencies value their monies. Not so today. Nobody fears the growth of the public debt as the greatest danger of all, as Jefferson did. Nobody. President Washington further stated that any delay in the payment of the principal and interest of the federal debt is incredibly injurious to the country at large and all of the people. But those sagacious words are themselves totally ignored in current Washington, D.C. The good economic organization, the Club for Growth, recommends total budget reform. And that includes, in their view, and in that of so many other Americans, the following: a balanced budget amendment to the United States Constitution. A balanced budget amendment to the United States Constitution. Congress, from time to time, self-serving, may adopt legislation which limits spending and refuses to raise the national debt limit, but such legislation is soon ignored or repealed, and the spending goes on. So the Club for Economic Growth says nothing short of a balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution will solve the problem. We totally agree. What do you think? Do you believe in the efficacy of a balanced budget amendment to the United States Constitution? Well, that can be the only thing that will stop this spending crazy Congress of ours. Recall the words of former President Bill Clinton, who knew the American mind and heart and its priorities so well, when he said, "It's the economy, stupid. It's the economy." The economy, said Mr. Clinton, is far and away the number one issue and of the greatest concern on the part of all Americans. Number one. No matter a citizen's concern about the other great issues of the day, nothing matters more than the economies of a household and the ability to pay bills. Bill was right about the bills. Small wonder that so many American corporations are stashing cash by the billions of dollars in foreign countries, so that these corporations can avoid paying high United States taxes and preserve the value of their dollars. So many American companies which do well financially here save and invest monies and profits over there. They simply do not trust the federal government nor its profligate spending habits, and they will do whatever is necessary and fully legal to protect their monies. Some call it anti-patriotism. Financial people call it economically smart and strategic. Whatever the federal government takes, it spends, and it's gone forever. It's gone forever. So many corporations in this day and age will not let that happen. The strong financial company Apple has the largest overseas treasure trove by far. Apple, you ready for this? Stashes over there some $132 billion. Apple over there has $132 billion. Unbelievable. That money is kept far away from the U.S. economy and from United States corporate taxes and the spending of our federal government. Activist investors determined to save the money equity in their companies demand that corporations stash money in safe financial havens abroad. Leave it over there and far away from the Obama administration and the tax and spend philosophy of our Congress. More economic harm to our great country and to we the people. Stop spending, these corporations say to the federal government, and we will stop stashing. Stop spending, and we will stop stashing. The Heritage Foundation states that entitlement programs are going on autopilot, and they will deplete the budget, leaving little room to fund anything else in short order. In short order. Vital and necessary investments in our nation's military readiness are being slashed because Congress and the President are failing to solve the nation's entitlement spending crisis. The Heritage Foundation even recommends that the federal budget be put on a path to balance in 10 years. Do we really have to wait that long? 10 years, they say, so as to ease the pain of such balancing, which essentially means spending out no more than revenues in. Spending out no more than revenues in. That seems like a very long time, but perhaps 10 years, perhaps that is the only way that our great country can extricate itself from the financial morass in which it now exists. So, my fellow Americans, awash in debt is the destruction of opportunities. It is the destruction of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It can be a non-reversible path to economic and social destruction. Out of hand debt. As it occurs, so does loss of freedom and rights and the liberty we now enjoy. Our federal government, we the people, must stop. We must stop profligate spending. Stop it now. Demand that our politicians do so. We must spend only within our means. We cannot continue to accumulate debt which will never be repaid short of an economic revolution. The $145,000 which you now owe as your share of this debt will only continue to rise. You will begin to pay now, and you will surely pay later one way or another. The federal government will never stop spending, never. Never. They will never, ever heed the words of President George Washington that pecuniary consideration is more urgent. It's more urgent than the regular redemption and discharge of the public debt. Nothing is more urgent than that. Our Congress will never do that, nor will it ever recognize in the words of President Thomas Jefferson that the public debt is the greatest of the dangers to be feared by our country. The greatest. Spend and spend more is the Washington motto. The spending of your money and mine, your equity, your future, and your hard earnings. There is not now, nor will there ever be accountability in Washington. The rulers we now have will do what they want to do. So, in addition to a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, I think a great thing, there really is only one other answer, and one only, and that is vote them out. Vote them out. Starting in November this year. We must have fiscally responsible people in Washington, top to bottom. President through the newest elected member of the House of Representatives. Men and women of honor and integrity and fiscal responsibility. Representatives with new morality and concern for what is right. Find them and vote them in. You have that great opportunity in 2014. Change the Senate. Change the Senate and reinvigorate the House of Representatives with right-thinking, right-financial-thinking representatives. That is the only way the suicidal debt problems in America can be solved. We the people, you and I, must deal with the profligate spenders. We just must do that. Vote them out and balance the budget.